Good morning.
Good morning.
So, today we're going to talk about a guy named Nicodemus. An interesting name. And he came to find Jesus in the middle of the night because he was hungry. Has anyone been hungry in the middle of the night before? What do you get for a midnight snack if you're hungry? Some people say warm milk. We never did that in my house. Yeah. My mom normally said no midnight snack, right back to bed. That was kind of our thing. But Nicodemus, he wasn't hungry for food in his tummy. He was hungry for spiritual food. He had questions for Jesus, and he knew that Jesus had the answers. But, you see, his questions were a little strange, and Jesus' answers were sometimes a little difficult. And so I thought we'd look at one of my favorite childhood stories so that we could really understand Nicodemus. So has anyone heard of the very hungry caterpillar? Yeah, this is one of my favorite stories. Maybe for kids a little younger than some of y'all, but don't worry, it's good for everyone. In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, a warm sun came up, and pop! Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. This is a little harder with a microphone. He started to look for some food, and on Monday, he ate through one apple, but he was still hungry. And on Tuesday, he ate through two pears, but he was still hungry. And on Wednesday, he ate through three plums, but he was what? Still hungry. And on Thursday, he ate through four strawberries, but he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges, but he was still hungry. And then on Saturday, it's my favorite day. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone, a pickle, a slice of Swiss cheese, a piece of salami, a lollipop, a piece of cherry pie, a sausage, a cupcake, and a piece of watermelon. That night, he had a stomachache. The next day was Sunday again, and the caterpillar ate through one green leaf, and he felt much better. Greens do that for us. Now he wasn't hungry, and he certainly wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big, fat caterpillar. It's my favorite picture in the whole book. He built a small house called a cocoon around himself, and he stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. And then he nibbled a hole in the cocoon, and he pushed his way out, and what's he become? He was a beautiful butterfly. My second favorite picture. And so we remember that Jesus tells Nicodemus something. Like, kind of like the very hungry caterpillar, he helps Nicodemus understand what he says. And so Jesus says something amazing and confusing to Nicodemus. He says that unless you're born again, you can't see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus is like, what do you mean? How can I be born again? I am an old person. But our caterpillar helps us understand this born-again thing, because the Spirit of God, when it enters our heart, that's when we're born again. So humans can have other humans, but the Holy Spirit is the one that gives birth to our spiritual life. And that's what it means to be born again. And so when we think about the very hungry caterpillar, when he came out of his cocoon, when he was a what? When he was a butterfly? That's a new creation. And that's what happens for us when we ask God's Spirit to come live inside of us, when we become part of that kingdom of God, we're born again, and we get to be a new creation. And just like that butterfly, a beautiful new creation, because God is with us. So can y'all pray with me? Dear God, because of Jesus, we are a new creation. We love you. Amen.